It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ozone on the Front Range is expected to reach unhealthy levels today for sensitive people or those with underlying health issues. State health officials say ozone could settle in from Douglas County north to Larimer and Weld counties and cover Metro Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Greeley. Summer heat can make ozone worse, and Front Range temperatures will be in the 90s again this afternoon. It should turn cooler for tomorrow and the rest of the week. New natural gas pipelines are coming to Fraser and Winter Park. Xcel Energy will soon install them after issuing a moratorium on applications for new gas service. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Xcel paused all new applications for gas hookups in May. That's because the area has grown so quickly, the utility lacked the capacity to supply new projects. The company now has permission from Winter Park and private landowners to start construction on new infrastructure next week. It hopes to finish by sometime this winter. A spokesperson says the company is still evaluating the project and can't say when it'll lift the moratorium. Meanwhile, builders are considering other options like all-electric homes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Grand Junction is welcoming people who want to work remotely. Robin Brown, formerly with the Grand Junction Economic Partnership, says the effect of the pandemic has been clear.
We've definitely seen pressure on our housing market. And then also just, I keep getting emails from people saying, I just moved here. I brought my job with me, but I want to get networked and I want to meet people. And so it's all anecdotal, but it is obvious there are a lot of remote workers here.
Brown says the biggest influx coming to Grand Junction is people from Denver, the Roaring Fork Valley, and from California and Texas. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has found two black bear cubs they've been searching for since late May. The agency asked the public for help finding the cubs. Their mother was killed after she attacked a man in Steamboat Springs. The cubs are going to a rehab center where they will hibernate through the winter. They'll be re-released into the wild next spring. Again, sunny and warmer along the Front Range today, cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.